Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob and Scott review the most ordinary wine a person could ever buy at the store, namely Kendall Jackson Vintner's Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
It's good to be here, and it's good to visit an old friend. An old acquaintance.
I just saw you yesterday, but yes, we are doing
that tonight.
Let's talk
about the wine.
That's true. That's true. We are drinking an old acquaintance tonight. The Triple B is not on, unfortunately, because she's out drinking. This is like the third night in a row. She's a barfly now. Last night, she went to a dive bar in Carroll, Ohio. Now, those that know what Carroll, Ohio is, and there's probably some people listening that were even there, maybe, who knows? You know you don't go to bars there. Well, and so I have to tell her story because, you know, she can't tell her story. But she's still recovering. She seems like she's really injured.
Are you
going
to mansplain her story to the listener audience?
No, no. So she ordered a margarita, okay, at the bar in Carroll. And the bartender didn't know how to make a margarita. And so there was this woman there, apparently, that was in her 50s, about your age, maybe a little younger, definitely younger. And she was very intoxicated, and she stood up, was standing up on the bars and stuff like that, and saying, "Guess who's going to get a finger in the butt tonight?" That's where they were, at a place where a woman that really, was putting her hand up someone's ass. It's nice. But she knew how to make a margarita, so she told the bartender. See, it's all circular.
Did she stir it with her finger?
Yeah. That's right. I don't know how she did that. Yeah. But I don't think Becky paid enough attention.
See, this is
that.
Where I'm going to write a joke for you.
Uh-huh.
For your horrible,
what?
Sexist impression of Becky.
What? No, this is Wilford.
No, you. This seems
some
to be...
woman was going to put her finger up someone's ass, and I wasn't there.
Yes. This is a joke I'm writing for.
Could have been a volunteer.
Rob doing Becky's voice.
I'll see. You know,
to
you're...
ask if there's a special.
What?
Taste in the margarita when this person
stirs. Oh, poop
stirs
taste. Yeah, I get it.
Well.
Because they put the poop finger in there.
Well.
God, you're a funny joke writer.
I mean,
you're better on the fly with my jokes when I talk about dicks and bukkake and stuff like that. You're fantastic about that. I didn't even know you know how to spell that, too. You know, the B-U-K, I don't know. But you can write it, and then you're like, then you almost, you know, folks, he knows 10 words that rhyme with bukkake. It's fantastic. I don't know how he did that. You know, he's very experienced, he said, in rhyming. Don't, no. No, he's never been to
rapping.
Japan. That, too. So, on tonight's show, because they're so glad now that they're on the show, we have Kendall Jackson back on the show. And that is pretty much the OG of grocery store wine from California. I mean, it is. Kendall Jackson is synonymous with grocery stores. You see them everywhere, everywhere. And you go, oh my God, it's a grocery store wine. It's terrible. Is it?
Except it's not.
Is it? Well, we're gonna verify that tonight.
Except it's not. We haven't had them on the show, but we went through. What did we do in the past of theirs?
We have drank before. The Chardonnays, the Vivant, or whatever that is, which sucks. Their Vintner's Reserve, which is fruity. It's fruity. For those that drink, that say, I like Sauvignon Blanc. Why aren't you drinking Kendall Jackson Chardonnay? It's fruity. You like it. We've drank the Merlot. We've drank the Zinfandel. We've drank the Sommation, which doesn't exist anymore. We've drank the Cabernet. We've drank the Pinot Noir. We have drank the better things. Their Alexander Valley Pinot Noirs. Their Grand Reserve Cabernets. Their... What the hell's the other? They're $40 Cabernets. I've drank pretty much everything Kendall Jackson has made
on the show. I believe
Scott loves their Pinot Gris.
Did,
don't know why.
Not so much.
No.
Never had the Vintner's Reserve. We did the Merlot on the show.
Yeah. We've done the Pinot
and the Pinot. But
we also
I don't think the Cab. Did
we did
do
the
this?
Cab, but it never aired.
Okay.
So now it's going to air.
Maybe.
And we liked the Cab then because it tasted like. Californian cab from Sonoma and 4% Mendocino, but whatever.
We were never sorry we had the Vintners Reserve. It was never bad.
No, well, it's never bad. As a matter of fact, it's good. And this is 1999. You can find it everywhere. And it's one of those wines you come back to and revisit it. Say, how you doing now? Yeah. You know, it's like the finger in the butt, I guess. I don't know. No, it's not. But I don't know why she did that. So I don't know why the Triple B was there. It's a little trashy, if you ask me.
Listen, to each his own.
This is Becky.
Scott wrote all these, by the way.
This is Becky. You see, I had my drop last night. That's why I pick up my instructions from my handler. And he's like, look, Becky. You'll have to, like, put your finger in the back because that's where the instructions are. I hear them.
Something like that. I don't know. And Becky was saying all these things about the person on the bar dancing around. And it was a little bit too descriptive. It was almost as if she lived that life. I don't know why. Just saying.
Oh, Lord.
So, folks... What?
Why do you besmirch her so?
I'm not. If she were here to defend herself, but she's out drinking in a Mexican restaurant now. I think she has a drinking problem.
I think she's just thirsty.
I don't drink on a Sunday night, except for this and that.
only every Sunday night.
That's true. Sometimes Monday, too. And Saturday and Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. Not Tuesday. Maybe this Tuesday, though. So, folks, we're going to take a break. But be right back here on The Wine Vault. Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on The Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. Currently, we're listening to an artist that has inspired Scott to be who he is today, R. Kelly, singing Keep It on the Down Low. It's very nice. That's an unusual idol to have, Scott, but that's okay. The Kendall Jackson Vintners Reserve Cabernet from Sonoma County. Now, it is 96% of the wine comes from Sonoma, 4% Mendocino, which is not Medicino.
Medicino.
It is 85% Cabernet, 5% Cab Franc, 4% Merlot, 3% Malbec, and 3% Petit Verdot. So all Bordeaux varietals. They're not sliding any fucking Petit Syrah in there. That's a good thing. 11 months on oak, 65% French, 30% American oak, 5% stainless steel. Now, I think people have asked, it's labeled Cabernet, why is, and I've had this asked before, why is it not, if it's 85%, how can that be? Remember, folks, if it's above 75%, it can be labeled as a straight varietal.
And
most generally it is.
Remember, it's America. We can do what we want. There's really no formalization what you have to have in the bottle to call it Cabernet.
That's right. And it's $19.99, despite their website asking $28. Now, Kendall Jackson, that is under the Jackson family portfolio. Now, the OG was Kendall Jackson, right? Also, Cardinal, which is a $300 ultra-premium wine, was under that, too. But they've acquired a few more things. Would you like to know what they've acquired?
What have they acquired?
Some things you know. First being Freemark Abbey. And this is in Napa. Gallery, I don't know them. La Jota Vineyards, I know them. They're very nice. La Coya, which is very nice. Mount Brave, which is very nice. So far, it's going good. In Sonoma, Anacota, I don't know them, but I do know Arrowwood. They're very nice. Capture, Gennith, I don't know that. Copain Wines, don't know them. Hartford Family Wines, I know them. They're very good. Kendall Jackson, naturally. La Crema, know them. Legacy, know them. Matanzas Creek, I know them. Murphy Good, I wish I didn't know them. Siduri, know them. Stone Street, fantastic. Verte, don't know them. Windracer, don't want to know them. Then on to Mendocino. Champ de Reves, don't know them. Edmeads, we know them. We know their Zin. And Maggie Hawk, that name is familiar. I don't really know them, though. In Monterey, which you don't want to know. Carmel Road, no thank you. In Santa Barbara, Brewer Clifton, I know them. The next one we really know, that's Cambria. We love them. Then Nelson, I've heard of them. Then off to Oregon, Scott. We go off to Oregon. And there we have Grand Moraine, don't know them. Penarash, love them. Willa Kinsey Estate, very good. And Zena Crown Vineyard, never heard of that. Off to Australia, Scott, even Australia. And this Giant Steps is the first one, and that is a highly rated Pinot Noir and I believe probably Riesling producer down there. They really get some high scores. Then this next one you might have heard of, Scott, this Clarendon Vineyards Hickenbotham.
It's Jackson.
They own them. They own Clarendon Vineyards. Then Yangara. And then Alicante in Chile. They own that. Chateau Lasque in France. I don't know it. And then... Tenuta di Arciano. I believe we know
Tenuta
that.
Tenuta di Arciano.
That, even that. That too. In Italy, they own that. Then, in South Africa, Capensis. So they have a few wines. Most of them are very good. Now, this wine, though, does have some reviews, Scott. The first being from Robert Parker. And now, Parker had the barrel sample. Or, well, one of Parker's staffers, so, you know.
Yes, I'm sorry, this is Wilford. I didn't have the sample, but I have been in a barrel before. Well, no, I put someone in a barrel. You know, I did, because that was the best way to get rid of the body. But still, it's not the same kind of barrel, though. Mine was like an oil drum, Scott. It was nice. And then you rolled it down the hill, and it went right into the pond. It's good. It worked out well. I haven't been cut.
Yes.
Is this on? Oh, I need to talk to you in private, Scott. Anyway, I need the tapes. Damn it. Anyway, Parker gave it 90 to 92 of his points. So they just called it a 92, which I don't think is accurate, but that's okay. And they said, deep ruby in color, the nose opens slowly to cassis, blueberry, and violet. And the full-bodied palate is powerful and spicy with a long floral finish, just like me. That's strange how I can do that, but I eat
what,
potted
chuckle?
I eat potted plants. No, the finish.
Anyway,
Scott wrote that one. It's disgusting, Scott. You're sliding paper across those disgusting jokes, you pervert.
Anyway, then Wine Spectator. Yes, this is James Suckley, and I get offended whenever I have to read a Wine Spectator review because they fired me. Well, I left under auspicious circumstances.
Auspicious?
Auspicious, yes. It was suspicious, too.
Well, you're suspicious,
too. Many spiciouses. Yes, they felt that I was a little bit of a degenerate, and I don't believe so. I live in Italy, which isn't relevant to me being a degenerate, but still. I have a family, damn it. I mean, I don't live with them, but, you know, it's somewhere. They're out there. Anyway, the Wine Spectator gave it 89 of their points. And they wrote... A forward, inviting style with creamy textured plum and cassis notes layered with sweet toast. Features a faint savory echo through the finish. Drink now through 2024. So, and 100,000 cases made. Bam.
That's a bit.
That's a smattering, I believe what I would call it.
A smattering?
A smattering? What's that?
Yes, it's a smattering. Now... Typically, though, this wine gets good reviews. I mean, the 17 vintage got a 90 from Parker. The 18 vintage got a 90 from the Enthusiast. Not that anybody gives a fuck about that. But so it's a good wine, reviewed-wise. And I don't know what vintage we had. We probably had the 15 or the 16. It was lovely. So, and it's not made by Allison Crow. That's all I know. No. In the glass, it looks like Cabernet.
A little bit of water edge.
A little bit. It has a light translucent.
Yeah.
14.5% alcohol, by the way.
Bing, 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 bing.
Which is
bing.
A solid number.
It would make the superstar happy.
If it makes him happy, it can't be that bad.
If it makes you happy.
On the nose, strong notes of cassis, like they said.
Yeah, that's really kind of a one-note pony on that.
There's
some vanilla just from the oak.
Yeah, and maybe just a whiff of menthol.
Mentholated alcohol, we like to refer to it as.
And maybe, I mean, you could say blackberry, but I think it's more cassis than blackberry. It's a simple, but good nose.
It's a $20 cab.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little toast. A little toast. Just a little toast.
You want to make a toast? What are we toasting to?
I don't know.
Saying little toasty oak?
I don't know. Lynchbage. We'll toast a Lynchbage. That's the second episode.
Yeah.
It's not.
And where is?
You know what? If you like Cabernet, this is Cabernet. It is bone dry. Bone dry. There's not an ounce of Purple Death anywhere to be found, no. Which is shocking.
This is properly made wine.
Properly made wine. Straightforward. It is, in the dictionary, Cabernet. It just tastes of Cabernet.
And
chewy, good length.
We love Sonoma cabs, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Love's maybe harsh, but in the entry-priced cab world...
We appreciate them great deal.
We really do. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Yeah.
Sonoma cabs maybe aren't for everybody if you're a cab snob, but we like them. Mm-hmm. And this sings of it.
Black tea.
I like the way they've introduced these other varietals into it, probably to smooth things out, I would guess.
Exactly. That is the exact purpose of them, is to just round the wine out. Otherwise, because this is quite a grippy, tannic cab, and it has quite a bit of body. This is borderline on full body. Without those elements of, you know, your Cab Franc, your Merlot, and your Malbec, you're going to get too grippy, too strong in that price range, probably. And I don't know ageability-wise, but it would take another 3-4 years, really, to suss out, which is a ludicrous thing to think about with a wine at this price point with this case production.
Yeah. I mean, 100,000 cases is substantial.
Oh, yeah.
What can you compare from a quality standpoint?
I think that
with this level of case production.
Well, how much does Louis Martini make? Probably less.
Probably less.
Less. And so Louis Martini some years is better than this, some years isn't. Mm-hmm. It's always a good wine, but it's a little bit different than this. This is a little more austere than the Martini is. The Martini sometimes has a little more fruit to it. I prefer an austere cab, honestly. If you drink a little more Paso, you might like the Louis Martini a little bit better than this. But if you're a human being that, you know, has hair on your chest or not, and you believe your wine should be good, you don't want to drink Paso.
Easy.
I'm just saying, man.
You're so harsh.
I'm just keeping it real. Keeping it real, man.
Let's see. Hey, Louis Martini introducing a Howl Mountain cab.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Sign me up.
Let's see. Something about case production.
This is a better wine. Now, just to warn everybody, Kendall Jackson makes a Grand Reserve at about 30 of your dollars. This is a better wine than the Grand Reserve, and it traditionally has been, in my opinion.
We did that.
Yeah, we have.
And we like this better.
Yes. Yes. That actually is fruitier, but it lacks the punch, just the overall body and weight of this wine. You get past the fact that it's an ugly label that you've been seeing since 1982. There's a great wine underneath there, a serious wine for serious people. If you are this is the thing, if somebody that drinks, I don't know, if I'm a big Schaefer fan or, you know, if I'm a collector, you know, a big time drinker, right? Big time drinker, collector, mover shaker, have a lot of money. My house wine is this.
Yeah.
If I like big cabs, because A, I can get it everywhere. It would be cheap to me. It's not cheap to everybody. $20 is $20, but it's cheap for a good cab.
Yes.
And it's consistently more or less good, and it's dry, and it's traditional. Traditional. That's the key. Traditional on the Olympic scale is this wine. This is a traditional cab. It does not have any kind of meandering into any type of bullshit that I hate.
Yeah. And
the oak is properly done. Everything is properly done.
Yeah. So they're not showing the Sonoma series on the Lewis and Martini anymore. They've got the Alex. Hmm. Let's see what that production number was. Didn't they have a straight Sonoma?
Yeah.
Lewis Martini.
Yeah, like 19 bucks.
Straight Sonoma.
Hmm. The chewiness on the mid palate is good. So many cabs have just gotten away from that. I don't know why. If they don't think that the public wants that, if they don't want it, they'll drink Merlot. Well, not a good Merlot, but they'll get away and they'll drink something different. That's what you want when you want cab.
Yeah.
You want dry. What's wrong with dry anymore?
You know, people ask all the time.
Drink Faygo if you don't like it.
What do you recommend? I can recommend this. I always forget about this. I think of Vintner's Reserve, but I forget this Sonoma cab.
Yeah. And you shouldn't, because it's...
We should remember this.
Yeah.
Because it's
not exciting to recommend. It's not something, oh, look what I found. Oh, I was in this wine shop, and I was sneaking around, and I found this special gem, this jewel that was case-stacked, and it was in a pallet, and there was 10,000 cases sitting right there, and I squirreled one away. I got one. Oh.
But for folks who want to drink 19 Crimes, why, when you could drink this?
If you drink 19 Crimes, you're not cross-shopping with this.
A lot of people.
You're cross-shopping with clown's urine.
Well.
But not this. I saw a Facebook video. Naturally on Facebook. And this fuck, that's what he is, had a big loin roast. And he was going to wet age it. Well, what does that cocksucker do? Pardon, that's a bad term. Sorry. What does that fucker do? I'll just rephrase that. I'll clean it up. From the air. What does that fucker
do? Made a mistake.
Not what?
Stop
me?
Stop talking that way.
Please. Anyway, well, you're going to understand why I said that. He takes a bottle of Cali Red by Snoop Dogg. Yeah, and he douses the big tenderloin roast in that, and then puts cheesecloth over it and dry aged it for 27 days, or wet aged it technically, with the Cali Red. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now what is he?
Why?
I think I already answered that question, didn't I? You're an asshole.
Yeah.
A stupid asshole. You're not a foodie or a wine drinker if you drink that shit.
Well,
it's true. Go eat a funnel cake. I mean.
But why would you wet age it in a red wine anyway? Why wouldn't you use like.
Not that. Well, he's stupid. And it was one of those where he's flipping it over, looking all cool and shit. Then Cali Red. They were out of Mayomi, apparently.
Well, I mean, Mayomi would be a better choice.
Yes.
Do you remember how...
Bonanza would be a better choice. I would go get a Bonanza. You know what I did, Scott? I was going to wet age a raccoon. Now, I you know what the best wine to wet age a raccoon is with is a Yellowtail Shiraz, strangely enough. I found that out.
Oh, Lord.
Many raccoons have I wet aged. Now, the problem with the raccoon, Scott, you have to skin it. That's why I have such nice clothing. It's patchwork. I'm trying to become a raccoon myself. It's like a Silence of the Lambs. I have a raccoon suit. I want to become a raccoon. But not a lady raccoon. That would be unusual.
Yeah, that would be unusual for you, yes. Southern man.
I want to be a male raccoon. Just a raccoon. I know Mario 3 on the Nintendo. You could be a raccoon Mario. I think that's where it started for me.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
That's probably not where it started.
You could spin around and knock down the turtles with your tail.
I'm sure you could spin around.
That's right. That's right. I'd like to become a rat. This make me sound unusual again. I don't know why.
You're speaking.
First, you wrote those lines and that shit about me wanting to... I was sexually attracted to Yogi Bear, which is false. You wrote that, and I'm reading this, and it's unusual that you write that shit, but you just want to make the Southern man... You want to keep the Southern man down, is what you... You and Neil Young, that's what you want to do.
Neil's a wise author.
Going to make the Southern man look like he wants to chase around animated bears and make a raccoon suit. I don't know what the hell's wrong with you.
It actually wasn't Yogi Bear. Yeah. It was Boo Boo Bear.
No, I didn't. No, that's not what you wrote. I'm that bear with the collar on and the hat. I find it disturbing that you would try to make me look like a pervert. You know, terrible.
Session with raccoon skins. Makes you unusual, sir.
What did you just put? I do not do that to the... I will not read this, what you just wrote about me doing things to the skins. I won't talk about that. It's not true. Well, it's partially true, but how did you know that shit?
It's your persona, sir.
My what?
Persona.
I don't speak French.
What?
He's a Southern man. What do you want? He's not sophisticated.
Back to the wine.
Yes.
There's a...
Right is... Okay, the front palate comes in berry, big cassis, huge cassis. And right when that gets done, you start getting the grippy... rich tannin, and it's thick tannin with just a bit of kiss of oak that's rolling through. So you have this gobs of fruit and then this deep, strong tannin that just rolls through the whole wine. And you're like, oh, it gets better and better. It's a nice ride. And then it has a little bit of vanilla as it slides through. Never too much. It has a nicely lengthy finish.
It really does. For a $20... Complexity, store wine.
Complexity, it doesn't hit on multiple notes, but it's kind of like a stripped down, here is Cabernet in a simpler fashion, but done really, really, really well.
Easy to drink.
Very much so. Especially if you like it.
Very approachable.
Yep.
Which is one of our favorite characteristics of Sonoma cabs. The fruit, it's savory fruit, but... In there, in the background, right as it leaves the front palate, there's a little kiss of like tart cherry or like cranberry almost. It makes me think of cranberry that's right in there with the savory fruit. A touch of acidity.
Within balance, yes.
Nothing... mars the wine.
No.
But it's...
I'm going to say this.
Maybe one of the things where you know it is Kendall Jackson Vintner's Reserve and not... Maybe something with more gravitas to it.
The gravitas would come in complexity and overall scale. I mean, you're going to scale... The body is there, but the scale of flavors is maybe not. But that's okay because... I just enjoy this, just the core of the wine so much. I mean, it's like, okay, you can drink your $75 bottle of wine. I really like this.
And look, I'm not going to compare this to that $75 bottle of wine and say I wouldn't rather have that. I wouldn't rather drink the...
But who makes this? If it's Francis Ford Coppola, then you'd rather have
Stag's
that.
Leap or
84.
You know,
Meyer had that marked down, though, for $157.
Say
the Artemis. They had the Artemis marked down to $84, and it was regularly $157.99.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's inflation.
It's freaking stupid.
Well, they are stupid.
An Artemis isn't $84 even. It should be less than that.
Well, yeah, but it was $157.99.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. They knew you were coming. And they baked a cake. I love this just the way it is. For what it is. Now, somebody was smoking crack saying it's a 92.
Well, I mean, slow down. If you are letting price creep into your mind.
Crystal meth.
But the Spectator isn't ridiculous. And they said a 92, a 92. They didn't say a 92. That's what Wine Enthusiast is putting on there, but it's a barrel sample of 90 to 92.
Okay.
So I'm not sure. Because they always give a 3 point range, really. But I mean, I don't think that you're, if you're at the bottom range of that, you're not crazy there, you know, as a starting point. So, you know, it's not collectible, mind you.
No. Well, and I don't think.
I collect Kendall Jackson.
Because you remember, we were.
I'd rather collect this than Ronin. But,
the know, one in their Vintner's Reserve that we were so gaga over was Summation.
That was like 7 years ago. And I think if we drank it today, we would think it was vomit.
Well, we had some problems with it. And I did put down a couple bottles that after a couple of years, and they didn't fare well.
Really? You don't say.
They didn't fare well.
That is so surprising that Summation wouldn't age.
But we did like that a lot.
Well, they don't make it anymore.
Right.
Correct. Now they call it red wine.
Well,
you know.
I'm not sure it's the same blend, though.
Okay, who gives a shit if
well,
it is?
Well, I'm just know? Saying.
They do. I've had their Zinfandel, too. The Vintner's Reserve Zinfandel. And it's fine. It's fine.
Where's that one from?
I think it's from Mendocino.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Which, hard to find a good Mendocino Zin, in our market, at least.
It's they make that, you know.
It's interesting.
We have the Amides in the queue. We never get around to drinking that. We've had it twice. This is the same time we brought it. First time was a long time before we got it. We'll dust it out of here.
We should probably, before it has the same thing that happens to the last one.
Well, I mean, Meads is fine. It's just nothing that's exciting. You know, it's one of those wines you're like, okay, yay.
Well, as we said here, this one's not exciting.
Yes,
it's like,
but
hey,
give me
a recommendation I can get at the grocery store. Oh, Kendall Jackson.
Yeah.
Vintner's Reserve.
Exactly. But I knew
it's not exciting.
It's a good Cabernet.
Oh, it is?
It's exciting if you taste it.
You were actually excited to do this.
I was. Very much so, because I've liked this wine before. I saw Parker's score. I went, well, if Parker gave it a 90-92, that's got to be good. And so let's roll the dice. And I didn't think it was much of a dice roll. This is better than I expected it to be.
What can you say?
I mean, it's...
Is it better than you expected it to be?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. It's bigger.
I thought...
It's bigger than what I thought it would be.
Okay.
It hits all the right... But this is like... What I like a Cabernet, it's kind of like not quite as good. But remember The Edge?
Oh, yeah.
From Ray Signorello?
Yeah.
Edge. Signorello.
This isn't
as good as Edge.
Not even close.
Scott, it's not as good. Okay. But it hits some of the notes. Okay? It does.
And it hits some of your notes. How dare you compare this to Edge?
So what is?
No.
It's not made by Robert Bialy or anything.
God.
That douche.
Robert Bialy.
He will forever be hated by us. They make so many wines.
I just like singing it.
Well, I know, but it's like.
I don't really hate him.
Do you want some more Party Line? Because I can do that.
Well.
I mean, you want that?
Yeah. Sure.
Really?
Why not?
You give it another 82?
I remember.
Jesus.
You go into the dinner. Where the hatred for Robert Bialy, Rob reconnected with some buddies from previous time in his life, and they'd gone out to dinner.
Oh, yeah.
He was, you know, being his self, and we're going to order wine, and he was so disappointed by this bottle of Robert Bialy, and he was pissed off.
I don't think I had a bottle. It was a glass. It was a glass pour.
I thought you got a bottle for the table.
That was the Duarte.
Okay. But he was so pissed off about it. And that's where the Robert Bialy song came from.
Well, yes, it was their Black Chicken Zinfandel. That's a lot of money for your whatever. And if you like oak, and I mean like oak, if you like to chew on wood, very flavorful wood, I mean like chew on it, like a beaver, you know, and you're smoking cigarettes and you chew on the wood and then you smoke some more cigarettes and then you chew. You're like a smokeaholic beaver, then you would like Black Chicken. So, and all of his wines. You also have to have a strong addiction to meth. I know there's people who like it, but those people are stupid. It's just, you know. It'd be cheaper. Folks, if you like Robert Bialy's wines, that's great. But it's cheaper to go get like blacktop sealant and eat that because it tastes the same. So.
That's so harsh.
I know the wines are that harsh. It's unpleasant. They just, you know, it's not Fry Brothers, but, you know, who can be
we
Fry Brothers?
We do need to.
I'm not doing Fry Brothers. Yes. No, yes. I am not.
No, it's Fry. Hi, it's Fry Brothers, the precursor to Wilford's voice. We have some great new wines for you to try. Yes, we went out and we went to Baja. You know, Baja. Yes.
California?
Yes, I did a rosé of a Sauvignon Blanc.
Did you?
It's unusual.
It is unusual.
I know, actually. My brother cut his arm, and then all the blood dripped in the vat, and they made a rosé.
Gotcha.
It was delicious.
Did he?
Don't drink the wine.
Bialy.
Don't do that. Now you're being disgusted. You just said Bialy.
And it's Zinfandel Napa Valley, and it's black chicken.
Black
Zinfandel.
Chicken. That's what I said. Black chicken. Yeah, suck that. Yeah.
57 of your dollars.
Yeah, not my dollars. No. No, I'd rather drink the rosé from Baja by the Fry Brothers with the blood in it.
Mm-hmm. You're so wrong.
Well, you know.
You're trying to get us canceled?
I'm pretty sure that already should have happened, you know?
Yeah, but what? Why do you continue?
Well, why not? I'm just seeing how far we could take it.
You mean how far you could take it?
No, you're writing these jokes.
No.
I mean, you know, if we had you do it. Hello, this is Scott. And you do the flugelhorn with your mouth. Now for your comedic entertainment, Scott does the mouth flugelhorn.
Fry Brothers are Sonoma. I forgot about that.
Yeah, they're Sonoma. They're Cabernets from Alexander Valley. You know what's worse than their Cabernet from Alexander Valley? Allison Crowe's Cabernet from Alexander Valley. Everything she does.
There's that. Actually, they're from Russian River
Everything
Valley,
she
sir.
Does is tragic. Everything she touches sucks some. No, whatever. I can't say that, apparently.
Everything
you're like the triple
she does
B.
Is tragic.
You can't say that.
Why not?
I never said you couldn't say that. I said you're trying to get us canceled.
By who?
The public.
The public? Look, I think they know the depths you in your writing will go. So, you know.
My depths.
Yeah. I think so. You're writing these things. It's written. Oh, Scott said to say. I'm like, what? It's terrible. It's immoral. And there's nothing with my handwriting on it because I don't write anything. It just comes off the top of my
head.
Yes,
you do. And mostly they're semblances of penises with things dripping out of them.
Well, I haven't done that for a while, but I can if you'd like me to.
Apparently, I'm sure you do.
I know you haven't forgotten what one looks like. But
I'm sure you do it off air all the time.
I try to perfect it. Try to get the pubic hair just right. You know, you don't want it to be too curly or too, you know, whatever. You don't want it to be nice. You know, shorn. So, folks, we're going to take a break because Scott's too over the top. And we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. Scott has rewritten his AIDS joke, and now he wants me to say it's because of hepatitis. So the Fry brother had hepatitis that got in the wine. So
translated, that means Rob off air goes, I couldn't think of any other bloodborne-based illnesses. And I said hepatitis.
Yeah, so I said, Scott, you couldn't think of any other bloodborne than AIDS? For God's sakes. It's so 1980s. Get over it.
You know, You mansplained to Becky. I have to.
Oh no.
I have to unjoke-splain yours.
Apparently, you told Becky that she should follow Donovan Mitchell. Because she, the other day, was grumbling. She goes, Scott was mansplaining to me about Donovan Mitchell, that I should follow him and watch him.
She should watch the games. I was saying you should watch the game. He was on fire. When I'm watching the Cavs and he's on fire, I always text Becky and say, Donovan D. Mitch, he's on fire.
Yes, but she took that as you mansplaining.
No, she didn't.
She did. I swear to God.
That's silly.
I might have said, yeah, I know. Yeah. And Scott wanted me to tell you what the NBA stood for, you know, National Basketball Association.
Oh, Jesus. You know,
you're sexist. We know this.
What'd you do to this?
It happened like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. It's a chip. Get over it.
It looks like a cigarette that was set on the end of the table.
Yeah, I'm known to smoke cigarettes. Yes, that's my passion.
But Fry Brothers.
What about them?
They're 19 vintage.
Okay.
You, James Suckling.
Is this the rosé?
Gave them 93 points.
I did, yes. Well, you know why I did that?
Why did you do that?
Let me look at the joke you wrote. Oh, my God. They did that to me? Oh, my gosh. Well, it involved a sock puppet, but I was a sock puppet, if you get my
joke. You are a fucking sock puppet.
Yes. It was like a Chilean sock puppet that day. Yeah, but James giving something a 93 is not necessarily indicative of a good wine. You know, frankly, it might be the opposite.
Now, if it was a 90 of his points, have we ever seen one of his wines lower than 90?
Have you ever drank one?
No. Have we ever seen one of his reviews for a wine that was rated lower than 90?
Yes. I think there was a Los Vascos Cabernet that was an 88 one time. Folks!
What?
Oh, the Triple B is not on, but she is walking past us. She must. Hello. Tell everybody hello.
Tell the audience hello.
Hello.
They want to see you.
Just say it on the air.
I don't want to. I'm going to bed.
Oh, she's going to bed, folks. She's too drunk. She was off drinking margaritas again. She was at Carol with a woman that put her finger up somebody's butt, which I think was Becky. It was Becky. She was a drunk person. I already talked about your escapades.
On air, we were wondering if that woman stirred her margaritas with her finger, and which finger was it? We were just curious.
Well, that was Triple B, folks. What's that?
You stash all the balls on top of that?
Yes, I do. I know. Triple B will be back on soon, as soon as she's fully recovered and guilted into joining us on the wine boat.
We have a wonderful return episode planned for
we
her.
Do. Mm-hmm.
No, you don't have it planned. We as in the Triple B and I have it planned.
10 boxes of trash over
here. She's complaining about things. Becky, go do your drop. Drop.
With your friends from, Russia.
Your special military operation. It's not going too well, is it? Anyway, that's the Triple B, folks, that you heard briefly mumbling in the background. But she said a lot of good things, I thought.
You're so horrible.
I did. I thought she said some good things. I mean, you can't hear them, but she's afraid. We're actually auditioning the replacements for her. So far, Bo's the only one that's ever auditioned, and it didn't go so well. You know.
But he's doing better this week.
He sniffed on the mic, and then peed on the floor, and it just was like, no, Becky can do that. So, you know. So we're still, if you would like to be a presenter on the Wine Vault, email Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver, just reach out to us, and we'll tell you no. Or not respond at all.
We're good at that.
Yeah, no, I respond. But, except for when they say, where can I buy a gift certificate for your restaurant? I'm like, this is a restaurant, you dumb fuck. It's a fucking podcast, dummy. Oh, yeah, this person goes, I would like to buy a gift certificate to your place. And the Triple B actually responded, and she goes, this is a wine podcast. And the woman goes, oh, boo.
There's that restaurant in North Carolina called the Wine Bowl.
Well, yeah, but it's like, oh, boo. No. Oh, you're a dumbass, because it says Wine Vault Podcast on the fucking Facebook page. And why would you put on a Facebook page, how can I get a gift certificate? Why don't you just call them? And there's no contact information.
People don't call anymore.
People are stupid.
Nobody doesn't call anymore. Nobody calls because you don't get things done that way.
Oh, I'm stupid.
Now, with restaurants, you would like to think you could still call and talk to a person. Not always.
Well, they just know you. You want to give them a lesson. So. So this is what I would like to talk. Did I talk about Z Cucina? I did not.
No.
I had a wonderful meal last week. Z Cucina. It is a restaurant in Columbus.
Cucina.
What?
It's a hard C.
Oh, is it? Well, yeah. Who gives a fuck? Z Cucina. Whatever. Anyway, actually, on some, like the 614 and a few different sites, it's rated the number one restaurant in Columbus. But.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an interesting fare in the fact that it's traditional Italian, but it has some twists. And for instance, for my meal, it was a special, but it was a gorgonzola risotto, which I like. Obviously, I love risotto. And gorgonzola is a very simple, it's just a little bit funkier type of risotto. It's actually how I normally make risotto with gorgonzola. And on top of that was they had a special name for it. It was basically a flank steak, but it was cut thin. So they piled this flank steak on top of it. It was very nice. And then fresh arugula with some olive oil. Boom, on top.
I love that way of dressing a dish.
Yeah.
Just a touch of that peppery arugula.
Yeah, the arugula. So every element of the dish I loved, and it was delicious. They, though, had Lea Cole number 41 Columbia Valley Merlot for $44 a bottle. It's $30 a bottle on wine.com when it's available. Right now it's out of stock, but... And I felt a little bit bad. It's an Italian restaurant. Should get Italian wine, but that was just too good of a deal. Delicious wine. Appetizers. I did a Caesar salad, and a friend of mine shared his anchovies with me because Becky wouldn't do it because she's mean. But still. And we did a charcuterie plate that was very, very nice. Great cured meats. One of the cheese tasted like old, sweaty, dirty feet, but that's okay. And we tried to eat it, but it was But I could pretend to like a lot of things, but it's like, no. The foot thing, no. It's too footy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But lovely, though. Their tiramisu was magnificent. Dow Late Bottle Vintage Port. A friend of mine last night had a bottle, I think probably by himself, knowing him, of the Dow's Late Bottle Vintage.
Nice.
He sent me a picture, and... Let's just say he was giving himself Christian pours out of a chalice that looked like it belonged on a pirate ship. It was glass, but, I mean, it was like one of those square glass ones, and it was filled up like 2.5 inches.
What?
And I commented on the fact that portion size on a port, that might be a little excessive.
But. Yeah, you don't go with Christian pours on a port.
Well, he does. He said that way he didn't have to get up as much. But that's okay. That's okay. I was drinking a Stichy Branch...
Lodi. You actually do have to get up as much. It's usually you have to get up off the floor.
Well, that's true, but I think he was on the couch, and so he would have... You fall off the couch, though, with that.
You do fall off the couch with that.
Well, he and I one time, his wife and Triple B, we... It was last summer, I think. Yes, it was last summer. We had a nice wine session here at the house in the wine vault, and we did 7 bottles. We drank 7 bottles of wine, and one of them was a bottle of port, and he and I, Jason... How you doing? We did a bottle of the Rodney Strong, a
gentleman's port.
We drank a bottle of that in a half an hour.
What?
Yeah.
So who was giving the Christian pours that night, you D-gen?
Just drinking it quick, man.
You're drinking it straight from the bottle? Was it that kind of party?
Man, we had...
Did you stick your dick in the mashed potatoes, too?
We had a bottle of Turley. We did My Favorite Neighbor. We did a Numanthia, but not a Termes, a real Numanthia, which was the star of the show, like a 2002.
In a 7-bottle night, you did?
Hey, man, joy to the world. I think there was some Malbec in there somewhere. They brought a bottle, you know.
Malbec? How?
What?
Malbec does not fit in. One of these things doesn't belong here.
I'm out of drinks and Windex. I don't even know.
One of these things just doesn't belong.
It was an excessive drinking night, but it was quite enjoyable. You know, when you're 5 bottles in and then you drink a bottle of port, or no, 4, yeah, 5, yeah. It's almost like like if you're on peyote kind of thing, because you know, but peyote, I don't think you pay for it the next day like we did, but still, I ended up unconscious on the couch, very much.
That's never happened before.
Well, apparently I got up finally, sat down and said, I'm going to pass out now, and then just went black. But I knew what I was going to do. I set it up. But Z Cucina, lovely place. If you're in Columbus, check it out. You'll enjoy it quite a bit. Scott's never been.
What were the other entrees?
Table. Ooh, Triple B did what? Obviously, she's gluten free. And it was what is it? What's the tea pasta? Taglioli or
tagliatelle?
And it was this wonderful thing. It had like egg or no artichokes, which I don't normally like, but I like this sun dried tomato, shrimp, and it had such a wonderful smoky flavor to it. It was beautiful. Then,
well, the wood fired oven there, I believe.
Yeah, you can really taste that. It was gorgeous, gorgeous dish. Then Andrea, Jason's wife, she had it was a loaded baked potato gnocchi.
Nice.
They didn't call it that, but that's what, and it was delicious. It was, and I don't even like,
so like
gnocchi.
Bacon, maybe instead of,
I think it was pancetta, and some.
That's Italian,
yeah.
Bacon.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Gorgeous flavor.
Was it a cheddar-based cheese, or was it a white stringy cheese?
I think it was more of a white cheese.
But it was a loaded baked potato.
Yeah.
Gnocchi.
Mm-hmm. And then a couple people had the scallops, which were divine. Perfectly cooked. Then the rest of it was like people were eating lasagna. I didn't try that. I mean,
and it's probably great there, right? But it's like, mm-hmm. I'll be honest.
You're going to push
upscale dining, I think I'm over scallops. They're just too expensive. You know,
this was 30, 32, I think.
That's probably as affordable as you're going to find them.
Yeah. And mine was 30.
Six, seven scallops?
Five, I think.
Yeah, see? And it's just like, and one of my favorite things, too. It's just, they're just so expensive.
They are. They are.
They're a great dish, and there's nothing like them perfectly prepared.
Mm-hmm. And these were.
I just as soon have that as an appetizer when it's offered.
Yeah.
You know, where you just have a taste. You get one. You split an appetizer amongst the table.
Or three.
And, yeah.
Or five.
But I'm just saying.
Or seven. Or 20.
So I went to an Italian dining establishment and had happy hour offerings. That were awesome.
No, I thought you were going to say the barn at York, but you're talking about Duomici, aren't you?
I'm talking about Duomici. Okay,
that's much better.
And half-price appetizers. They have a lamb lollipop appetizer.
Lollipop, lollipop, ooh, lollipop, lollipop.
24 of your dollars. And during happy hour, it's all their appetizers are half price. Ooh. And a great by-the-glass wine selection list that are also all half off.
Never heard anybody being disappointed at Duomici. Never been, but never heard anybody disappointed.
Four lamb lollipop bones on a wonderful, it was like a four veg.
That's a pretty big offering for lollipops. Four lollipops? Four?
Even at $24, that's not
no,
bad.
That's like normally 45.
So, and it was dressed over a bed of a four veg coleslaw.
Wow.
That was phenomenal. It had a little bit of heat to it, just a little bite of red pepper.
Sure.
But like if I was going to have them cater an event for me,
yeah,
that coleslaw would be on the menu.
Oh.
It was fantastic. No, Rob, it was fantastic.
Hmm.
I couldn't imagine a better pairing with that lamb.
Wow.
It was phenomenal.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Anything else you ate there? You drink Quilt. I know that. You're a big Quilt guy.
I'm a big Quilt guy. They do have Quilt on the glass pour.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'll pass on the Quilt. But
Quilt? Listen.
What?
Quilt's a fine wine.
Is it
$20
fine
by the
or
glass
is it
pour?
Fine. Which is it? Fine or fine?
Quilt's good. Okay. You besmirch the Wagner family of wines.
Yeah,
they make some
I do.
Good offerings. Quilt is one of them.
Oh,
it's a good wine.
Uh-huh.
It's expensive for what it is.
Uh-huh.
But it's not as expensive.
You own Quilt, though, don't you?
I have a bottle that was a gift for Christmas for me. Was it Christmas or birthday? It doesn't matter.
Not everybody likes you very much, apparently. It's understandable.
I was fine.
Okay.
People do nice things for me, and they sometimes get it right, sometimes get it wrong. And trust me, that's more right than some of the things that people do for wine, for you or I. You've had worse. What was the wine that somebody brought to your house?
Ars Vitas one time. That was a show. It's like lemon curd. Somebody just brought us, I don't know what the hell that stuff is. I don't know what it's called. It's a rosé, but, you know, it's there.
A quilt is good.
Okay.
And I can't wait to pop it. I'll appreciate it very much.
Me too. I can't wait to pop it. I've said that before. I've said it so many times. You know how many times that ended up in me being in jail? 100%.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I thought you used that line a little more prevalently. They don't catch you every time, do they,
Wilfred? I can't read the line you just wrote.
You can't read is what it is.
Says middle school. What the hell is that all about? We can't talk about that.
No, I'm not that kind of guy. I am, but don't put that on it. Oh, my gosh. I'd like to pop. No, that's terrible. I put the pieces together. What you're suggesting. How did you know about that? Damn it. James mentioned that you know things. I don't know. Anyway.
Wilfred.
What?
Oh. What?
See, I told you he's a bad man. He puts thoughts in your head that don't exist.
I understand that, Southern man. We've never been on the show together.
I know, because I'm a Southern man, and I don't like you because you're a pervert.
What? Don't you make a raccoon suit and you want to fuck the bear that's the animated little bear?
No. Scott wrote those lines. I didn't read.
It sounded convincing. Why am I going to the other side of the mic to do Wilford's voice?
I don't know, because you want to keep it authentic, apparently, and you want to keep the charade that it's not actually all these things in your mind.
Jesus. It's terrible, man.
Off air, Rob forgot to take his pills today. Now he's doing multiple voices at the same time. Where are we at on this wine?
I enjoy it. That's where I'm at. I know your glass is empty, but...
For me...
There you go.
I think I'm at an 88 on this.
Well, we're not at that point. We're going to take a break. And then when we come back, then you can say what you just said again. Here on the Wine Boat. And we're back, folks. So, the Kendall Jackson Vintners Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon. I have no idea how Scott will review this, but...
In fact, I already said I'm giving an 88.
88 of your points. Why is that? Because that's actually a good score for this one.
Mostly, it's 88 for the drinkability. It is rather... One-note pony's not quite fair.
No. I mean,
it's not quite fair. It's just...
It's got enough...
It's a linear wine, but, and look, if this was a $40 or a $50 wine, honestly, would I give it an 88? Probably not.
No, it'd still be an 88. This is not an impressive score.
Well, this is cost and what it is into the review. It just is. This is one of those wines where it's like.
How dare you?
How dare I? I did it. It's a little, I'm going to use the phrase linear, But it's a nice linear. It's the what gets it to 88 are two things: the drinkability and the body, where it's nearly full bodied. It's not really nearly full body, but it's headed that way. It's me. You know,
it's our full
body.
It's what full bodied is. I mean, there are bigger bodied wines, but this, I think, meets enough criteria to be considered full bodied. That's what the professional reviewers would say, like me.
Sure.
And the Spectator and Parker.
But then there's the honest reviewers would say it's headed for a full body.
Oh, you. Okay.
That's me.
Honest I think reviewers. Robert Parker has more chops than you do.
I don't think Bob reviewed this wine.
Okay. Well, whoever did for him, he at least in retirement said yes. His name's on it.
No, he's the wine advocate. It's the wine advocate.
The wine advocate I will rely on, but I would
I
say
love the wine advocate.
I would say it's foolish bodied enough. Enough to be considered full bodied.
You're foolish. What? No. Easy drinker. What Rob summarized this wine greatly when he said there's no purple death here.
No.
And what that signifies is this is a 100,000 case production wine that was made properly. They took the time to blend it. It'd be interesting to know if their blend of grapes comes from a field blend or they're purposely picking out this blend of grapes to make this 100,000
case production. It's purposefully
done. That's what I would guess too.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting if some of that. Part of that is a field blend. It'd be just interesting to know.
You're not going to do a field blend.
I doubt it. But who's ever picking the varietals and the percentages to put in, they do a hell of a job.
Oh, it's good winemaking. I mean, because they're not fucking it up. A winemaker can really set things off and make things even better. Or, if you're Alison Krauss, you can fuck it up. Although she's not a winemaker. I mean,
they did not get in the way of this wine.
No.
It's oaked well. It's not... It's oaked in a way for a drink now wine that... It's hard to say anything other than they did this really, really, really well. For me, that's the best part of this wine, that they didn't fuck it up.
They did it... But it is a wine that... On such a massive scale,
100,000 case production,
they did really, really well. I'm going to give this wine, and I'm going to give this wine 89 of my points, range 87 to 89.
Okay,
it's a value. I mean, it's highly recommended. Highly recommended, probably because you can buy it anywhere.
Many years ago, we put price points. What would you pay? What would you expect to pay for a baseline wine that's going to be good? For a varietal. And it's always been $20 for cab.
And you taste this from the body and the tannin and all that good stuff. You would think this is a $30-some bottle of wine.
Maybe.
Yeah. And that's a really good thing. Given the availability, given the price, given all those things, this wine is such a wonderful thing. It gets passed over because people say, I don't want to buy Kendall Jackson.
And it's everywhere. But it's like...
Why not?
We didn't talk about what you could pair this with. You're going to somebody's house where you don't know what they're going to serve.
But
you know it's going to be a cookout. This is perfect because let's say they're going to put burgers, brats, dogs on. This is perfectly fine for that. If they did steaks, I'd rather have something else. But I think it would be fine.
This could hold up to ribeye.
I think it would be fine. I don't know about ribeye, but...
It can.
But still...
This has got everything you need to pair up anything that's a red meat. This thing can do its job. It can do the job.
Proper barbecue. I'm talking smoked barbecue.
Oh, sure.
Smoked meats. Bang.
Well, Scott,
that might be the perfect pairing for this.
If you went and got... a prime tomahawk ribeye and you're doing something, you're not going to pull out Kendall Jackson to pair with.
No.
You're not going to do that. But if you take it to a cookout and they're grilling steaks, whatever it is, this wine is going to do just fine. Just fine.
Yeah. This is a grocery store cab. You're going to a cookout with grocery store steaks. This is a perfect pairing. I don't care what it
don't
is.
Don't insult it.
I'm just saying. That's what it is.
All I'm saying is, if you're going to do something special on the grill, you don't want...
This isn't the wine to pair.
Well, you're not going to pick this. It's Kendall Jackson. But it can do those things.
You could do worse.
Yeah, you can do a lot
worse.
You could
do a lot worse. A
lot worse. This wine, and quite frankly, I think we've said before, Scott, 88-89 for a Sonoma Cab means we really, really like it.
Well...
It does. That means it's tasty.
Yeah.
It represents the region. It represents the varietal well. It does everything it's supposed to do. What else can you ask for?
This does nothing everything more. It's supposed to do.
Absolutely.
Could it have... And I don't think making 100,000 cases of this, I don't know how you could expect it to be more complex than what it is.
No, you really can't.
I don't know how they could do better than this. Maybe from... vintage to vintage, you had better grapes to work with, possibly.
But I think you might get, from certain vintages, you might get something that's a little richer in body and maybe fruit, but you're not going to get more complexity. You're just going to get, bigger fruit here or there.
It is what it is. It probably is what it is.
It's more, and the thing is, when you have a wine of a certain quality, even though it's done well, you have a hard time pulling out specific elements. So when we're saying cassis, but there aren't tobacco. There isn't this litany of things.
What it doesn't have is that mocha, coffee, chocolate thing. But many Sonoma wines don't have a lot of that.
But it has tannin there. So that's
what's beautiful thing about it. I'll tell you what this is perfect for. You're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a spot where there's not a great selection. You can go to the grocery store. You can find this.
Yes, you can. And you're going to have a good weekend or a good vacation.
You're going to the grocery. This is how we do it, right? You go on vacation. There's one time you go to the grocery.
Yep.
And you don't have a good selection. You're like, fuck. We want to drink some red wine. They've got this. 6 bottles. You're set.
That's all you need.
That's all you fucking need.
You're going to enjoy every bottle.
And I won't say you won't get tired of it, but because it's so easy to drink, you'll go through those 6 bottles.
Yeah, you will. So, folks, what I'm going to say about this, to sum it up, is Kendall Jackson, tip of the cap.
Tip of the cap.
It does.
Yeah, and let's give it some recognition.
Okay.
It needs to go on the wall, in the value wall of fame. It really does.
It does.
It really does.
And almost like because everything that we've ever tasted from them is at least, in the worst,
good. And not good, but good.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not exciting, but good. And that anymore with grocery store wines... is fucking fantastic. Because everything has lost its way. Everything's
lost its way. This is a well-made wine.
They have never compromised. They have never gotten away with traditional winemaking techniques. They've never gotten away from traditional varietals tasting like traditional fucking varietals. They might have a line that they goof around with. They might. But their Vintner's Reserve is always going to taste like what it says on the label. The Cabernet is going to be fucking Cabernet. The Zinfandel is going to be fucking Zinfandel. The Pinot is going to taste like a fucking Pinot. The Merlot is going to taste like a fucking Merlot. And the Chardonnay, it tastes like Chardonnay. It tastes like Cali Chardonnay, and it's not bad. Get it cold, and you're going to enjoy it. Sauvignon Blanc, same thing. All of them are going to taste like the varietal that's on the fucking label, and that's all you can ask for in today's world from California.
What's sad is this. To some degree... You can't always ask for that because
you don't
always do it.
No, you can't. You can't trust anything that in anything in a grocery store anymore. But you know what you can trust? Kendall Jackson,
Vintner's Reserve. So we've been down this journey for a couple of years now, trying to find a single motherfucking California designate Cabernet Sauvignon that's worth a shit.
Well, this isn't it though.
There isn't one.
No,
there isn't one. So don't do that. If it says California designate on the label, get this instead.
Always get this.
Spend $5 more, $4 more, $3 more, whatever it is.
Yep.
Don't buy that one. If it says California on the label instead of a county designate, get this Vintner's Reserve right here.
So, Kendall Jackson.
It'll be the best $4 extra you spend in your life.
Yeah. Kendall Jackson, tip the cap. Bravo. Good job. But for Rob the Wine Guy and Scott the Licensed Taxi Driver, we shall bid you adieu. But see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.